and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
In this episode, the EdTech team discusses six things to know about the Moodle Gradebook. Enjoy the show.
As the newest member of the educational technology team, I've been exploring all of the facets of Moodle, our learning management system. Today, we're going to dive into some of my questions about grading. And by answering them, we aim to provide helpful tips for anyone using Moodle Gradebook. I'm going to ask all four of my colleagues these questions, and they'll take turns providing the answers. To kick things off, let's talk about the gradebook setup. Instructors can add different grading categories and assign points to different assignments. And then we have weights. Stephanie, how should instructors use weights in the Moodle gradebook?
We recommend using the natural weighting method in your gradebook, which can allow you to create categories within the gradebook and assign those categories percentages of the total course grade. This weighting method is applied to your gradebook by default.
Students have their own view of the gradebook, though it differs from their instructor's view, since they only see their own grades. Beyond that, an instructor may have some components they want visible to students or hidden from them. Matt, how would you guide instructors to control what their students can and cannot see in the gradebook?
You can hide individual grades, full categories of grades, or the final course total from student views in the gradebook. The easiest place to make these decisions is on the gradebook setup page. Please remember to turn the visibility back on when you want those grades to be visible for students, especially at the end of the semester.
Moodle allows instructors to create different activities that factor into their students' grade calculations. I'm wondering about situations where an instructor wants to collect student submissions, but doesn't want any grading for those submissions to happen in Moodle. Annie, what would you suggest for those instructors?
Are you using Moodle to accept student work but plan to grade it elsewhere? Sometimes it makes more sense to return verbal or written feedback to the student outside of Moodle. If this is part of your grading plan, when you're setting up the assignment, open the grade toggle and change the grade type from point, which is the default, to none. This will create space for students to share their work with you without adding to the gradebook's mathematical calculations.
Let's dig into some unique grading situations. Quizzes in Moodle, for example, have more detailed options when it comes to making grades visible to students. Let's say I'm an instructor and I have created a quiz. Stephanie, can you talk me through the settings I should be aware of?
When you set up a quiz, there are options that control when students can view their quiz grade that are stored in the quiz settings menu rather than being listed directly in the gradebook. It's always worthwhile, if you are using quizzes in Moodle, check the review options area in the settings to make sure that your students can see their marks after the quiz is closed, because otherwise their grade might be unexpectedly hidden in your gradebook.
Now, I know there are some Moodle grading features that instructors may or may not decide to use. Extra credit comes to mind. Matt, how would you guide an instructor who wants to include some sort of extra credit assignment or points in a course?
The easiest way to add extra credit in your Moodle gradebook is to create an additional item that is worth the amount of points you are adding for extra credit. You'll be able to mark it as extra credit in the gradebook. If you mark it as extra credit, students who choose not to complete it will not be penalized.
The last gradebook topic I'm curious about is sharing final grades. At the end of the semester, the status of final grades weighs heavily on students and instructors alike. Lindsay, what reminders would you share with instructors so that their final grade submissions happen smoothly?
Moodle Gradebook is a great way to share information with your students over the course of the semester, as well as at its conclusion. However, we want to remind everyone that final course grades are due in My Mount Holyoke each term. Regardless of whether or not you make extensive use of Moodle's gradebook, please be sure to input this information for the registrar in the appropriate location at the end of each term.
Thank you to my colleagues for answering these top questions about Moodle gradebook. If you have additional questions about grading in Moodle, don't hesitate to contact the EdTech team.
Hello, Matt here with one thing you should know about LITS. You may recently have heard that LITS is evaluating learning management systems, such as Moodle, in hopes of selecting a tool that will serve us in the years ahead. If you want up-to-date information on that initiative, including demos of potential systems of the future, please visit commons.mtholyoke.edu/LMS project.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Sky, here to introduce our technology trivia question, which is as follows. The first university computer science program in the United States was founded in 1962. Which university holds this claim to fame? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team. See you soon.